Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to feel instant relief as you connect with your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time and 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. I have been traveling for the last few years around the globe sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery, and also as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, founded by cosmologist inventor Nassim Haramy. This has given me an opportunity to connect with some very amazing visionaries, speakers, authors, energy movers. They are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. Wake up laughing, wise up living. Now that sounds like fun. And in these evolutionary times, laughter is the key to opening the heart and to release old problems and freeing the mind to embrace new solutions. Author and humorist Steve Barman, a.k.a. Swami Beyond Ananda, has also co-authored a book with cellular biologist Bruce H. Lipton, Spontaneous Evolution, Our Positive Future and a Way to There from Here. This book empowers us to take humor more seriously and seriousness more humorously. Steve Barman is an internationally known author, humorist, and workshop leader for more than 25 years, and he has written and performed as Swami Beyond Ananda in the Cosmic Comic. And comedy is, this is comedy disguised as wisdom and vice versa. I love it. It's so fun to mix science and humor. And so noted author Marion Williamson, who is also a hero of mine, has referred to him as the Mark Twain of our generation. And, you know, since 2005, Steve has written a political blog from a spiritual perspective, Notes from the Trail. And so, good morning and welcome to The Truth is Funny, Steve.
Well, thank you, Colette, and I've known many years that the truth is funny, and I really appreciate that you're using the shift, shift happens, et cetera, and really recognizing the cosmic joke in this, and that you've woven all of this together. Just two very, very, very quick, slight alterations. My name is pronounced Bearman, like Smokey the Bear. It's got a funny spelling. and beyond, it's Swami Beyond Ananda, and you know, it turns out that the Swami is one of the biggest names in comedy because Beyond Ananda alone has 12 letters.
Well, that's funny because years ago, for the first time I went, a few years ago actually, I went to an ashram for the first time and to visit, and I was I got all the Swamis mixed up, so I apologize.
Oh, the Swamis are already mixed up. Whoa, I came to the wrong planet. What happened over here? Everything's upside down here, you know?
Well, it's really funny because I was looking you up on, getting ready for this show, and you know, I've heard of you, but I just really wanted to, you know, I went on your website and watched you on YouTube a bit, and you really got, really, really enjoyed your energy. And I when I was on your website, I also saw that, my dad, when he was, he was an entrepreneur, and he would say, you know, shift or get off the pot.
Oh, is that right?
And I would see, I saw on your website that you also said that, and I'm like laughing because I'm like, you know, this is so cool. Like, so, you know, I'm just wondering, like, how did you end up doing what you're doing and the way that you're doing it? It's so cool. Make, you know, sharing this information in a humorous way so people can, you know, enjoy it and take it in a more fun way.
Well, first of all, you know, I grew up in, I spent my deformative years in Brooklyn, New York, and there's something about Brooklyn where comedy is in the air. It might be in the water. I'm not sure. And, my dad was a very funny guy, even though he's not a professional comedian. And as a kid, I was the class comedian. And maybe you were like this. The way that you know that you are chosen, that God has chosen you, it's the first time you're in the lunchroom and you make another kid laugh so hard that milk comes out of their nose. And that is a sign. And so I did various serious things. I was a teacher. Started an alternative high school in Washington, D.C., wrote a book about that. And, of course, I always used humor in my teaching. But then when I was I had a job teaching at Wayne State University in Detroit, and I got laid off from that, took another job. The only job I could get was doing tree work in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and so on. And are we on? Hello?
Hi,
can you hear?
Yes.
Oh, good. I heard
yes,
a little
good.
I heard a little tweak here. So anyway,
oh,
so
okay.
And so while I was there, I started an alternative humorous paper in Ann Arbor for the guys that we in the shop and so on. And that totally transformed my path. And I began to recognize how humor is a really terrific delivery system for new ideas. It's a way of letting defenses down. And so I've been pursuing this for the last 25 years. And to me, there's a story that to me represents the transformational power of humor. And it's something that happened about 50 years ago during the Cuban Missile Crisis, where the U.S. and the Soviet Union came to the brink of nuclear war, blowing the whole thing up. And when it turned out that there were actually some American and Soviet delegates meeting to discuss possible trade between the two countries. And when news of the missile crisis hit, everything stopped. Tremendous tension in the room. And finally, one of the Soviet delegates very timidly raised his hand, and he said, "I suggest we go around and tell a joke." And he volunteered to start. His joke was, "What's the difference between capitalism and communism? In capitalism, man exploits man. In communism, it's the other way around." And everyone just burst out laughing, and the tension was released, and they were able to continue their conversation because it bumped everybody up. You know, they say levity. Well, what happens with levity? Well, levity lifts you up to a higher perspective. Gravity is a downer. And so it lifted people up to a higher perspective to see really how we are all related, and they were able to actually – tension was released through the laughter, and they were able to continue their business. So I've, for the past bunch of years, I've really seen the power that humor has to bring new ideas to the floor, to help people release their short-sighted way of thinking, and to free the mind and to open the heart.
Absolutely. You know, as I said, I've been traveling around and you know, I do energy work. That's what I do. And, you know, and with working with clients, working with people at demos, you know, on the radio show, people will be really in a situation where they're feeling a lot of sadness. They're feeling really mired down. They're feeling, you know, like things are maybe hopeless. And then, you know, you energetically shift that. For, you know, and then that comes from the person within. But what happens is they realize, you know, they could be in the middle of like crying and saying, "Oh my, you know, I can't get through this." And then all of a sudden they'll just break out laughing because they'll realize that, you know, that they were taking something so seriously, and that when you put a little bit, you look at it from an opposite perspective. perspective and you put some humor into it, that then you can get through it and move through it very easily and quickly. And as you said, it raises your vibration. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Stephan, and my guest today is Steve Behrman, a.k.a. Swami Beyond Ananda, and I hope I got that right this time.
You did. You got to put the D. Beyond Ananda. That's an Italian name.
Oh, Beyond Ananda.
Beyond Ananda, yeah.
And we're going to come back and discuss how people can better bring healing, laughter, and cosmic comedy into their lives to make shift happen.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org. Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan and my guest today, Steve Behrman, who is sharing with us how humor can empower us through the evolutionary challenges that we are facing now. But before we continue, can you please share your contact information for our listeners, Steve?
Absolutely. My website, that's where to get me, is through my website. It's called wakeuplaughing.com. You can go to Wake Up Laughing. There's a little contact, and you can send me a message, and I read all those messages, and I'll respond to you. You can find out more about spontaneous evolution. We'll talk more about that a little later. And about my work and play as Swami Beyond Ananda, and my new work, in something called the evolutionary upwising, as in waking up and wising up.
and you're also, I understand, you're also offering a free Wake Up Laughing ebook, and that's a $15
right.
value, and I just wanted to tell people how to get in touch with that.
Okay, all you got to do is send me an email at info@wakeuplaughing.com, and you'll get the ebook. Did I send you a copy for you to send this out to people, or they need to come to me?
I think it may be on the website, on my website also, but we'll just share this with people so that they can have either option. I'll double check.
Good. Okay. No problem. Yeah. I look forward to having people send me an email.
Cool. And, you know, thank you so much for your generosity. You know, and I just have to know, like, how can we hear from the Swami and hear how hear a little bit from? I realize that I'm actually interviewing two people here.
I got to talk out of both sides of my mouth today. Hold on, here's the Swami. Hold on, he's coming. Well, hello. It's great to be here. You know what? We have no choice, because no matter where we are always here, right? and it's always now. So would you like to be in the now more? Too late, already then. That's okay. But no. No, listen, living in now will be the wave of the future. And time itself will become a thing of the past.
That is, you know, this is something that I've been telling people for a very long time, that the second that you think about the future, that you think about the present, you already are in the future.
That's right. So. But I'll tell you, here's how I've released all the stress in my life. I actually am living in the future. I bought a condo in the future, and I am very patiently waiting for everybody to catch up with me.
And it takes a little bit of patience, I think, these days.
Well, you know what? I've been patience deprived, because when they gave out patience, I got tired of waiting in line, so I didn't get any.
So, Steve, how long have you been sharing, you know, your information with people in this way so that it's fun to get it?
Well, you know, actually, I say that I got struck by enlightening during a brainstorm, and the Swami name, Swami, flew into my head. And that was more than 25 years ago. And so I've been, he's been a part of me, and I've been a part of him. And it's really fun to play with an audience and actually have a character like the Swami who can deliver spiritual information. And the guys that people say, well, it's comedy disguised as wisdom. It's wisdom disguised as comedy. And consequently, I've really, really learned a lot in having this character, because, you know, in being from New York, New York humor is kind of hard. You know, when I was a kid, the way that we amused ourselves is we insulted each other. And if you come to New York and, you know, if you don't insult your friends, they get insulted. They go, hey, what's the matter? I'm not good enough for you to insult. Something wrong with me, you know? So I've really had to learn through the Swami perhaps a more gentle way of being with people and doing humor that's not hurtful, so that people feel it's okay to be vulnerable. And I think that's the heart-opening part of humor. Because what happens, this is my theory of humor, is that, first of all, physiologically, when we laugh, laughter causes breathing. And as we all know, breathing is the key to long life, right? Well, we breathe in, we inspire. When we don't, we expire. So yeah, breathing is key to long life. And what happens is, when we get more blood to the brain, our synapses start synapping in a snappier way. And so there's this expansiveness, and all of a sudden we begin to see and feel things that we didn't see and feel before. So sometimes there's an awakening in the wake of laughter. There's an aha in the wake of the ha-ha. And then there's an ah as we leave the tangled mess in our heads and fall right into the expanse and coherence of our heart. So
that's
hearty laughter puts us in the heart.
That's beautiful, because it's like when you collapse that wave of, you know, the extremities of the absolute worst and the absolute best. It's like people realize that, you know, when you can get strong to all what's happening around you and then laugh about it, it just raises the, like, as you said, you know, it raises the vibration of the people around. And, you know, when you were saying that about, you know, sarcastic humor that is maybe laughing at someone rather than laughing along with them, do you feel that that's kind of why there's a difference there? Why it doesn't come from the heart?
I think that what's happened over the past half century, you know, since I was a kid, is that we've gone from more open-hearted humor to more cynical humor, because I think that the world has become, you know, more of a tangled mess and things have been more confusing to people. And to me, in the U.S., I think it was the Kennedy assassination that did it, that put us on the path to post-traumatic stress disorder and so on. And when you're not feeling safe and when you're feeling fearful and when you're made to feel fearful, then it's more challenging to be open-hearted, because you don't want to be hurt in many, many ways. And so you'll notice, if you go back to the old radio humor of the 1930s, or even the TV humor of the 1950s with Red Skelton and that sort of thing, you find that nowadays humor is more edgy, because there is more there's more darkness coming to the surface, there's more stress and so on. And humor has been a way of releasing some of that stress without really confronting the issues at the bottom. So George Carlin, who I love, he's a brilliant genius. George Carlin, he also rather cynically said that the reason why people go to comedy clubs is to blow off enough stress so they could return to their miserable lives. And and for me, I'm seeing comedy entirely differently as a way for people to open up to who they really are, to allow themselves to expand to those possibilities. And, you know, one of the reasons why I wrote Spontaneous Evolution with Bruce Lipton is in recognizing that we're at a time right now where we have to begin to think like a species. We've had so much impact as a species. Our footprint is so big, we may as well be called Bigfoot. And now we need to have the capacity, not just for information and knowledge, but also for wisdom. And that wisdom involves opening up our hearts and vibrating in that place where we have the most creativity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so true that, you know, when I was growing up, I wasn't like you. I was kind of bullied at school, so I was very, very quiet. And, you know, I was very, very afraid to express myself, in any way. And, you know, as I sort of embraced this work and I started, and what happened for me is Dr. Yu and had given me permission to share this information for him after I was certified with it. And so I realized I got to figure out a way to share this information and get the courage to stand up in front of people and speak. And, you know, it's kind of like it was laughter that was the way that I got through it, because I would be, you know, you're sharing this information and you see people like when they open up their hearts and people are kind of afraid that they are going to, you know, see themselves as being very ugly if they look really close at themselves. And in actual fact, people are very beautiful. And the cynicism that we see around us is kind of like that fear of, you know, not facing that beauty of who we actually really are. I'm Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. And when we return, my guest Steve is going to share some ongoing projects that he is working on to make more shift happen.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find how by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan, and I have Steve Behrman here with me today. And we were just talking over the break here about, you know, science and some of the people that are leading the way in, you know, thinking outside of the box or actually realizing there is no box. And, you know, it's really cool that you also have met Nassim Haramein, and we were just saying, you know, how much fun he is. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't think I was very good at math at all. And I found it very, very, very challenging to even think about math. And what happened is, you know, I was out there sharing this information about how to shift energy. And I wanted to understand the quantum physics behind it so I would have a better understanding. And I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to, you know, how am I going to do this? Like, how am I going to understand quantum physics? And so then I came across a Crossing the Event Horizon DVD and was introduced to Nassim Haramein's work. And, you know, when I started watching that, I could not stop watching it. I was just like, it's hours, you know, and I kind of was like, oh my goodness, like this man is actually explaining this in a way that I get it, and he's making me laugh. And so I went and I took the delegate program, and a few months later they had their emissary program in Tulum, Mexico. So I went for their emissary program. I was hooked on it. I was studying with all these brilliant, you know, physicists and scientists and people from all different walks of life that wanted to understand the inner workings of the universe, you know, the fundamental structures of it. And, you know, some of them were so brilliant, and they did get into some math that, you know, was kind of like, poof, went over my head. But I found it to be a very life-changing experience because I was like, you know, I understood the fundamental basics of it, and I had a different way of viewing the universe and how life, you know, around me really was. And so I find this so beautiful what you were, you know, writing this book. Can you tell us, you know, about your projects and, you know, about, you know, working with these scientists, you know, with Bruce Lipton in particular, and what your, what message you want to get out to people?
Well, I met Bruce about 8 or 9 years ago, and we began a conversation. Bruce, as people may or may not know, wrote a very brilliant book called Biology of Belief that talks about how our perceptions, beliefs, feelings, and thoughts impact our biology and our reality. And so my background is in political science, even though I never actually dissected a politician in political science. Never got quite to that level. But anyway, so I've been wanting to do a book for many years, being involved with the holistic community on healing the body politic. And so when I met Bruce, we began a conversation about how our collective beliefs, many of which are unconscious, programmed, and in fact incorrect, impact the way that we are in the world. And looking at, and so Bruce's background is in cellular and evolutionary biology. And, you know, one of Bruce's mantras is that crisis precipitates evolution. If we look around us, we can see that the chances of precipitation are about 100% because we're loaded with crises. And this is really an evolutionary passage where we human beings have to come to the realization that we're actually all cells in the same body. That would be the next level of human evolution, because every phase of evolution involves expanding awareness and expanding connection. And here we are. We have, you know, if we look at how we human beings are, in a certain regard, warfare and the toxic forms of competition are actually signs of autoimmune dysfunction. You know, in the body politic, we have, you know, we're one against the other. And given the multiplicity of crises that we face right now, Bruce says, and I agree, that the way to get through this passage is to begin to recognize that we're really all part of this one organism and begin to reorganize our collective affairs in that way. And individually begin to realize, what if, you know, wake up in the morning and go, you know what, we are all cells in the same body. How would that impact how we are with our institutions, how we are with other people, how we are with economics and politics and the environment and so on? So the purpose of writing this book, which weaves together science, biology, quantum physics, economics, politics, psychology, spirituality, weaves those all into one conversation, is how do we now behave? How do we, what perceptions, structures, and behaviors have to change as we enter this passage? So for that, I've got a new domain. It's so new, it's not even up. You can find out about it by contacting me at wakeuplaughing.com. I call it the evolutionary upwising, where we awaken together.
I love that.
Yeah. Hey, upwising. It's not revolution. It's evolution. Revolution goes around in circles. Evolution emerges to a new level of understanding. And Swami has a four-step program, which is mathematically proven to work three times faster than 12-step. And it's wake up, wise up, grow up, show up.
I love that. I keep saying that, but what you're saying is what I've been saying to people. You know, Woody Allen said it. You know, 80% of success is showing up.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, that's really, really part of it, is that, you know, we've gotten so inundated with media that, you know, I mean, look at kids these days. I mean, just, you know, you see people sitting in a group and they're texting and they're looking at their little personal device here, poking around, and the world on the outer net, they're focused on the internet. So part of my mission is to weave together the internet and the outer net so that people begin to gather physically in community and use the internet as a way of sharing information and proliferating worthwhile ideas.
Absolutely. Like when you look at that, you know, the vast majority of the actions that people take generally for the, you know, for the average person right now would be on the, from coming from the subconscious and the non-conscious minds, the thoughts that we're not necessarily aware of. And, you know, when we take action on those, you know, reactions, they are reactions rather than really, you know, actions. We have a tendency to fall into patterns that create the same old problems. Like you said, you know, instead of solving, you know, people are resolving instead of solving issues.
Well, you know, part of that, you know, there's that interesting word. The same letters are in creation and reaction. And when you see differently, you take that C and you move it, you go from, I mean, reaction is basically, it's a very limited response. You know, so you're always following somebody else's moves. Creation is really where you go into that space of no thing and come out with something that is really unique and never been done before. What's amazing is that if you think about it, every human being is unique. As Swami would say, each of us is totally unique, just like everybody else. And so we're all totally unique, and we all bring something to this existence that nobody or no thing could ever bring, other than us. And so we recognize that. Where does that uniqueness, what's the source of that is in that which has not existed yet. You bring it forth for nothing, from nothing. So before this idea of Swami Beyond Ananda flew into my head, there is no Swami Beyond Ananda. I, you know, in other words, so everything came from that little creative spark, and I guess I could have chosen to ignore it, and probably people out there, as you're probably coaching people, is that sometimes we get this spark of inspiration, and we close it off before we even have a chance to let it sprout and breathe, because based on these unconscious beliefs, based on our unconscious programming, based on the limitations that we've learned, that we don't even realize are limitations. We mistake them for reality. We go, nah, I'm not going to do that. And so a good question for people to ask is, what am I saying yes to? And what am I saying no to? On what basis am I doing that? Am I stopping my own creativity, my own unfoldment, just because of some externally programmed ideas? Or am I willing to go with something new and unique? And part of how that really unfolds, and that's why I'm so excited about this evolutionary uprising, is creating and weaving together a community of people who are awakening and will be and are awakening humanity.
Absolutely. You know, it's such a pleasure to have you on The Truth is Funny, Steve. And we're going to take a quick intermission. And, you know, when we come back, we're going to connect on the Higher Self Network and, you know, with Swami and Steve and me, and we're going to just get into how we can move people forward and, you know, more fun, less suffer and struggle. Let's make shift happen.
Okay, from the intermission to the outer mission. Good.
Sometimes I feel.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan, and I want to connect with everybody with Steve and Swami on the Higher Self Network, what I call HSN rather than MSN, and for the shift of the week, you know. And we've been talking a lot about being congruent in our thought in many ways, like the subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind is those thoughts that you're not aware of, that much of that is formed by the time you're 6 years old. And so a lot of what's coming out of your subconscious mind, and that we have the reactions to, about 95% of the average person's reactions are on this level, are coming from the subconscious mind, and like from the parents and the environment and educational experiences, cultural influences, religious influences. And if you if you're unaware of that and you act on those, usually things don't go quite the way that your conscious mind wanted them to go. And then you've got your non-conscious thoughts, which is a whole bunch of thoughts that come in from, experiences that your spirit has had on all those different levels of experience. And, you add those two together, and then you've only got about 5% of your conscious thought, like, I want to do this with my life, I want to do that with my life, move forward in a powerful way. We want to strengthen everybody that your subconscious, non-conscious, and your conscious mind are congruent, that they're all working 100%. And the fastest way I understand of how to do this is if you think of yourself as a binary computer and you have one of two choices. The hard drive, the two choices would be whether you're in alignment or you're not in alignment with your energy. Are you weak or are you strong to what you're saying, what you're doing, what you're about to, go forward and do, and what actions you're taking, what other actions people are taking around you. And if you think of your hard drive of your computer as being that central nervous system, your brain, and the nervous system of your cells, we can get to this place where we can energetically tune into that and strengthen that. We're aware of what's happening. And what came up right away with what you said, Steve, is just tuning into people right now, is just strengthening the daily routine. So that, when you get up in the morning, before you get up in the morning, that you kind of let go of what your subconscious and non-conscious mind have been up to all night long that your conscious mind hasn't been aware of. And just strengthen that, any of those negative thoughts, about the economy and the fears of, that are out there, that we could just let those go in a split second just by deleting it, just like you would on a computer, just deleting down to past zero. Into negative infinity, all those concerns, those worries, those things that are bothering us, and then strengthen 100% infinite potential to the power of that wholeness that you were talking about, how we're all connected. As soon as you said that, what came to me is the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated yourself. You can't really go wrong if you go that way. What do you think about that?
Well, it's funny. In Spontaneous Evolution, we have a chapter called The One Suggestion, which in a way overgrows the Ten Commandments. And what we do is we notice that every religion, ethical system on the planet has some version of the golden rule. We have a whole list of how each of these different organizations and systems describe the golden rule. It all boils down to a recognition that we're all connected. And over 5,000 years of being ruled by what the Swami would call the lowest common denominator has given us this programmed fear. And, you know, you talked about the congruency of, let's say, muscle testing. People are probably familiar with kinesiology. And often people who are working for the greatest ideals, like, let's say, world peace, when you muscle test them, I believe world peace is possible. Doink, they test weak.
They go weak.
They go weak because so much of our programmed selves are saying, well, you know, these are great ideas, but they're not possible on the planet. If we were as smart as ourselves, we have a community of 50 trillion cells underneath our skin, and what we would call utopian or heaven on earth, ourselves would call health. So if we begin to recognize there's a vibration of health and sanity that we can come closer to, it's not like, pardon me, we'll never have another problem. It's that the problems are seen in a greater context of connection rather than separation. And that's what you're really talking about. It's reconnecting people with the source so that they're not looking for to get things from the world. They're more like looking as to what we can give. You know. So I really am very excited about what Bruce and I did with Spontaneous Evolution. You go to the Wake Up Laughing website. You can find out more. There's a Swami's store. You can get a copy, and we'll send you some free articles. And if you say that you heard me on this radio show, I will send you a free study guide for Spontaneous Evolution as well.
Ah, thank you so much, Steve. You know, part of this too is, you know, when we are giving and receiving, we want to make sure that, you know, many people that connect with me, and I, you know, energetically, these are people that want change. They want evolution, and they want it quicker, you know, quantum speed, so that we can move forward. And the thing is we want to just really get everybody listening here just being really aware of that you have the ability, that you're able, and, you know, you could be able and willing, ready, and be deserving, and then committed and neutral to so that, you know, the weakening thoughts from other people, you know, as you said, each and every one of us is a unique individual.
Yeah.
And we're creating our own reality. But it's also important to realize that, you know, you are the center of your universe, and so is everybody else around you the center of their universe. So
we're all little receivers and little, it's like the holographic universe that we all a replication of everything that ever existed before.
And it's so beautiful because if you look at nature, you can see that in the pine cones and the leaves and the trees, we're holofractographic. We are, we don't live in a random world. Like as people, a lot of times we'll have a lot of fear around that. So we just want to delete that, all that fear. We are not in a random universe. We are in a perfectly structured holofractographic universe. And as I said, you can see that in nature, but you can see that just by the actual fact, the miracle that people come out of people.
Yeah, you that know. Is amazing. How did we get here? But that's really true. I love that word, holofractographic. It's like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It's holofractographic. It's a holofractographic universe. So I like that word. I'm going to start using it.
Oh, that's you'll have to give the credit to that to Nassim Haramein.
Okay, well, I'll give him credit, and if he needs cash, I'll give him that too.
Oh, I don't think he wants cash for it, but he wants. Telling
credit.
You that didn't come from my Swami, that came from Nassim.
Okay, very good. Well, I always cite people. That's really good.
Yeah, no, and, you know, a lot of this energy that, you know, that we're feeling right now, as you said, this is a beautiful place to be. This can be heaven on earth. This is heaven on earth. It's our perception of what's going on with us. We want to strengthen everybody's perception. As you said, we're inundated by this information. A lot of it is misinformation, misinterpretation, misrepresentation of misinformation.
Misrepresentation of misinformation. I like
and
that.
Misinterpretation also.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you would like to connect with me, you can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com. And also you can connect with me at crystallinevision.com. I have an upcoming teleconference series. Actually, tonight is the second in the series of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. And last week we worked on the Beverly Hills Telespa, getting everybody feeling great in their holiday finery. And this teleconference, it's still available this evening at 6:30 Pacific time if you go to thetruthisfunny.com. And this one is, Are You a Rebel Without a Clause? So clearing weaknesses around, you know, any misinformation, you know, about the commercialization of, you know, the holiday season and getting through it in a more fun way. And I just really, I'm also, you know, available right now for private sessions because I'm sitting still, adapting to my new home here, my new environment, and I am writing a book. So I don't sit still that often. This is a little different for me, but you can reach me at The Truth is Funny or at crystallinevision.com and also on The Truth is Funny with Colette on Facebook and the other social media. So, Steve, I want to thank you so much and Swami for coming on The Truth is Funny. It was really, truly a pleasure to connect with you in this way.
Thank you so much for the work and play that you're doing. And, you know, just having that title, The Truth is Funny, it's a meme that when people hear it, they don't even need to hear anything else. They're getting a seed of the idea that you're putting across. And I can be reached, of course, at wakeuplaughing.com. Swami has a final message about heaven on earth. Okay?
We're running out of time here. We've got to go. But
goodbye. Namaste and namasko. Goodbye.
Bye for now. And see you next Wednesday on The Truth is Funny.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit The Truth is Funny. Funny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call and Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
You
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.